Space News 70. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of March 21, 2025. Although there is nothing new to report about the investigations around the attempt to kidnap me, the incident did leave quite an aftermath, as my top generals have started a complete roundup and background check of all the members of the Taygetan military and at all levels, but especially those who work or could be around or near me sooner or later, which is a monumental task, as you can imagine. My three top generals right now are Goriel of the Starship Alcyone, who is also my defense minister, or secretary of defense, for Americans. Tharel of the Starship Asterope, and Sergel of the Starship Atlas. As a reminder, all three starships mentioned above are highly capable Alcyone-class dreadnought battleships, which with the other ships of their class represent part of the main backbone of the Taygetan fleet. Right now the Starship Atlas is the most powerful Taygetan dreadnought battleship ever, and will remain so until the new Starship Aldebaran is finished, crewed and placed into active service. Addressing some concerns that got to me from some of you about Goriel's post as my defense minister, that does not mean that he is now relegated to a position where he is only behind a desk, pushing pencils, as the saying goes. He is more active than ever, moving and administering all the Taygetan military from his starship in Earth's orbit, the same way I fulfill my role as the Taygetan queen from here as well. No one has confessed directly that it actually was a kidnapping attempt against me. Still, as you may have seen in my recent video about it, everything points out that indeed it was so. It did not proceed simply because those people somehow noticed that I was only a hologram and I was not really there, therefore they did not attempt anything else against me as it would have been futile, therefore they simply let me go and did their best to cover what they had attempted. As I mentioned above, this incident did leave an important aftermath, especially regarding safety and security around me, because since then, all the safety protocols are now the same regardless if I am going somewhere in person, or by remote presence only. This means that the military will secure an area before I arrive, and I will do so with a large team of bodyguards mostly handpicked by me from the Taygetan Special Forces. Adding to this, I talked to the Irma King Rua just 2 days ago about my security step-up, and we agreed that he would send 4 of his most trustworthy Irma warriors to escort me wherever I go regardless if I am using remote presence or I am physically there. Just minutes after I finished talking to Rua, he already had 4 volunteers who were very excited to be working with me directly, as Rua commented. I just got confirmation that they are 2 lions, and 2 tigers, all male and all elite Irma warriors and part of Rua's Royal Guard, which is quite numerous. It is important to say that they are especially helpful not only because they are extremely intimidating physically, who would dare mess with 4 Irma warriors, armed and in full gear and armor, but because of their unprecedented ability to see things also from an astral perspective. Therefore they also guard the astral side of things against attacks which would otherwise be impossible to see or foresee, and they can do so even while awake, as all Irma can. I must address another important issue CIC has detected on social media, and it is that people are suspecting of Goriel, and in that case of my top 3 generals as well, because of what looks like carelessness around my safety. This again mostly because of the recent kidnapping attempt. Goriel did not send known guards with me that night, resorting only to the ones his contacts had ready to receive me in Tema, and who were already there and not part of the highly trustworthy military units posted here in low Earth orbit as part of the crews of the 3 battleship dreadnoughts that are here, Alcyone, Asterope and Atlas. And Goriel did not send any of our best Special Forces units to escort me that night, because none of us saw that as necessary, including me, as I was only going to Temma to see the captured Earth Cabal starship using remote presence, and while using that system I am completely invulnerable, as I am not really there, as I remain physically on board my ship. Goriel did not see the need to send better escorts for me, yet this incident has now opened our eyes to the possibility that there may be more enemies, spies or crooked people infiltrated among our lines, and as I mentioned before, we are taking steps to filter them out and solve the problem. About Goriel, and Thales as well in any case, they couldn't be more loyal to me, so they are not in question or to be doubted, because if they had wanted to do something against me, like take me out, kill me, kidnap me, or so on, they would have done so by now, as they have had plenty of opportunities in the last few months, even more so when I was critically ill and I was on board his starship, the Alcyone. And all he did, and they did, was save my life, and that is their job. As I mentioned before, the hologram is of a very high resolution, making you look as if you were really there, as it is indistinguishable from how a real person looks. But the hologram does not have enough resolution so as to be able to be used to take a DNA sample from it to be used to clone someone, therefore it is a very safe system to use, and I was never in any real danger. The problem is that I was indeed never in any real physical danger, but as the experience, what you experience using remote presence technology is also indistinguishable from reality, which means that you feel as if you were there, complete with all the fright and stress as your body reacts to what you are living regardless of what your mind knows, which is that you are not really there and no harm can come to you. This means that you may suffer from psychological damage because of the traumatic experience. In my case, I remained cool and in control of my emotions during the incident, talking to those people calmly even knowing that they had evil intentions towards me. I finished the interaction with them in a diplomatic way, and as best as possible, even knowing that had I gone there in person I would have been in grave danger. The problem is that after the incident I did feel vulnerable, and a little paranoid, not knowing who to trust, accentuating my need to be alone in my room and with my things, where I feel I have the most control over my surroundings. This even though I don't scare easily. This is why the safety protocols around me are now the same regardless if I am really there or only using remote presence. Moving on to the next piece of news, regarding the Irma cats again. The Alfreytons from Alpha Centauri have been following my fleet again at an annoying distance, not close enough for us to justify reacting against them directly, and not far enough for our comfort, and they are doing so not only with small Black Knight-class fighter ships, as this last time they were there following us with a medium-sized corvette, or light warship. They position themselves at that exact annoying distance behind us and above, in a position that would be perfect for attacking our fleet. Of course, they have little to no chance against our fleet, which includes 3 Alcyone-class dreadnought battleships, 2 Sardiclea-class heavy cruiser yachts, 2 Hyades-class destroyers and a large service vessel, the Saska 1. I am using human terms as I have no others, just noting. But that is not the point. What is that the Alfreytons are doing this deliberately to annoy us Tagetans, because should we react to their provocations, we would be the hostile intolerant ones, and they wouldn't be the disrespectful transgressors. They would become innocent victims of the belligerent Tagetans. And this may be used against us in some Galactic Federation inquiry. 3 days ago, the Alfreton corvette was there again following us at that exact annoying position and distance, and as we had decided, we chose to ignore it unless it did something else which required our intervention, but we were going about our business while keeping an eye on it. Then suddenly the huge Irma dreadnought battleship, Claw 44, jumped out of hyperspace right behind the Alfreton corvette and at an extremely close range of only about a quarter mile, and that is very close in space and for such large starships. While slowly moving towards the Alfreton starship, its Irma captain ordered them to move away, using very harsh words. The Alfreton corvette moved away immediately and at high speed, as they did not have any choice because if they had stayed there any longer the huge Irma Claw 44 would have run them over. After that incident, the starship Claw 44 returned to its usual post escorting the Irma flagship, Avian 1, which is in a slightly higher orbit than ours. Jumping into hyperspace, and even worse, exiting from hyperspace close to Earth, or any other inhabited planet, is a strong violation of Galactic Federation space law and protocol, as it can be very dangerous for other parked starships, and doing so is also seen as rude and disrespectful. So the Galactic Federation sent the Irma cats a complaint and a warning, which they answered with only one strong curse word that indicates that they do not care what the Federation thinks about them, that they will not comply with any demand and that they should go jump into a lake. The Galactic Federation sent them that message in the Andromedan language, which is the most widely used verbal telepathic language in that organization, and its protocol also dictates that it must be used for all official matters. The Irma cats answered them with that single very strong curse word, in plain Spanish. That is something I love about the Irma, they are cats and they do as they please, not caring what others think about them or their actions. Even the Galactic Federation know this, and has no other option but to adapt to the cats as the cats will not adapt to them. The Alfreytons haven't placed their corvette in that annoying position and distance since, but knowing them, they will again, but I thought that I should share that with you. As things are going and as things are showing, we are concluding that the Alfrata Centauris are some kind of complete puppet government and society of the Cabal on Earth which completely controls them from under the table. That is what the facts are showing. We have also noticed that they have placed some kind of false government in place to pose as an advanced holistic society which supposedly uses a step council social and political structure, to be accepted by other Galactic Federation members who belong to truly advanced star cultures, all this as a means to further dark agendas. From what we have also seen, it is highly probable that representatives of that false holistic Alfreton society are ignorant of this fact and may be honest good people doing their best. About the Galactic Federation, we all know it is completely involved with all this and more, but things there are even more complex. As usual, things tend to be very complicated, and as you can see, the real structure of societies in space is complex and hard to understand for the average human on Earth who is completely ignorant of these sorts of things. Moving to other things, there is still no more new data about the mysterious black boxes that were forcefully removed from a civilian Alfreton spacecraft a few weeks ago, but I will keep you informed. The former Queen Alanim Alexandra is expected to exit her medical pod sometime between the 1st and the 10th of April, this year. I will also keep you informed. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.